Hey guys, this is the Harbaugh Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And this is a pretty cool little item. This is for you users out there of the Amazon Echo Dot. Now, this is only for the fourth or fifth generation Echo Dots. So this is for the one that looks like a big softball, and it's only for that one. But what this is a little plastic cage and a plastic holder that you can snap your Echo Dot in, wrap your cable around the back, and insert your electrical AC plug from your Echo Dot into the back of it, and it turns it into a holder that you can plug into any electrical plug in your house and actually hold your Echo Dot. So if maybe you have limited counter space, maybe you just, you don't want to set your Echo Dot on the floor, whatever, this actually allows you to get it up off your floor, to get it up off your counter, and as long as you have an electrical outlet in your house, you can actually use this to hold your Dot. And it is a really, really cool little deal. It's a pretty simple device, but it's really, really practical. Now, it will only take up one plug of your electrical outlet. So you actually only have to give up one plug, which is nice. You don't have to give up the whole thing. And it will hang your Dot down below that plug, and it will go against the wall below the plug and just gets it really out of the way. And you could have one of these in every room of your house if you wanted. You could have one of these on every outlet if you wanted. As long as you've got an electrical outlet that's open or a plug that's open in an electrical outlet, then you can use this. Now, this is going to come in two pieces. There's one piece that kind of looks like a cage or maybe a little basket. It's got three little wide plastic arms that come up around the sides, and that is going to be what actually holds your Echo Dot. Now, like I said, this is only for the fourth or fifth gen, so the one that's the big round ball, this is going to work with. And then you have a second piece, and that's what the cage actually attaches to. And then in the back of the of this plastic piece that the cage attaches to, you've got a spot to put your Echo Dot AC plug, and then you've got a spot to manage your AC cable by wrapping it around this little spool in the back. So it gets it all out of the way, gets it nice and tidy, and it's just a really neat little deal. So the first thing I would recommend is attaching your Dot to the cage or inserting your Dot into the cage. And the way you'll do that is just you're going to position your Dot on above the cage, and you're just going to press down until it snaps into place. And the way I recommend this is you're going to have one main arm underneath your Dot at around 6 o'clock. You're going to have a big wide arm at 10, and you're going to have a big wide arm at 2. But let's go over how to locate which arm goes at 6, which one goes at 10, and which one goes at 2. So find the three arms and run your finger down the outside of each arm. And it's nice and smooth plastic, but when it gets toward the bottom where the arm actually attaches to the little round attachment part of the cage, the part that attaches to the other part, you will actually feel a cutout. It's a rectangle cutout at the bottom of each arm on this little cage. But one of the cutouts actually has a raised lip around it. So the other two cutouts are actually completely smooth plastic, and then there's a cutout, but one of them is a cutout, and then it has a raised ridge going around the cutout. So you can easily feel it's not completely smooth, it's raised. It's still the cutout, but it's just got that raised ridge around it where the other ones don't. Locate that arm and just know that arm is going to be the one that ends up at 6 o'clock or the one that ends up pointing down toward your floor or your carpet or whatever. You're going to take your Echo Dot. You're going to position it over the top of the cage part where the arms are, and you're going to twist it where the AC adapter port actually points up at 12 o'clock. And then the AC adapter port will actually be opposite the arm that I just mentioned that has a raised ridge around it. So once you have it positioned, just press on it, hold the base of the cage in one end, your Echo Dot in the other, and just press against each other. And your Echo Dot will just snap right into the cage. Now, once it's in the cage, turn it so the AC port is open at the 12 o'clock position, and the 6 o'clock position is going to have that one arm with the raised ridge. The AC port is going to be completely opposite that. Now, let's take the other plastic piece that's included, and let's go ahead and insert our AC cord. So this is going to be the cable or the AC adapter and the cable that comes with your Echo Dot. And if you flip this piece around to the back, you're going to find an opening that has some ridges running down the opening. So one side of this plastic piece is solid, smooth plastic. And if you flip it over, you have an opening on the other side. And the top of this plastic piece is going to be a rectangle, smooth plastic. The bottom is going to be a round ratchet or a round spool where you actually attach the cage. But on the back, it's actually going to be a round spool. On the other side of the spool is going to be the place where the cage, you attach the cage that's holding your Echo Dot. So locate the top of this plastic piece and you'll feel a rectangular opening, and that is where your AC adapter slides into. And you're going to slide it in where the two prongs of your AC adapter are going to be toward the top of the plastic piece or at the 12 o'clock position. And there is a little floor or a little shelf that comes out. It's a little tab that comes out below. And it's the exact height of your AC adapter. And when you slide your AC adapter in, it's going to go all the way in. It's going to be flush against the back of this plastic piece, and the only thing sticking out will be your two prongs of your AC adapter. Then you're going to take your cable of the AC adapter, and you can either run it down the left side till you get to the spool, or you can run it down the right side till you get to the spool. I'm going to run mine down the left side, so I'm going to take the cable, I'm going to run it down the left side of the spool, and I'm going to start winding the cable up counterclockwise around the spool. So I'm winding. It's a pretty long cable that comes off the Echo Dot adapter, so you do have to wind it quite a bit, but it is a deep spool, so it will hold all of the cable of your Echo Dot. So I'm going to wind it around, keep winding, and as I'm winding, I'm going to make sure that it's tight as I'm winding. That way you don't have a bunch of loose cable that's floating around in your spool. Okay, I'm almost to the end. And once I get to the very last part of the cable, the very last part is going to have the plug that plugs into your Echo Dot. So I am going to leave a little bit of that sticking out so I can plug it in to my Echo Dot. And it's almost there. Okay, so now I have all of the cable wound around the spool except for the AC plug that plugs right in to the back of the Echo Dot. And I'm going to run the cable around the top of the spool and back over up to the left where I initially ran the cable starting out. And so now I have the cable coming down from the left, running around the spool till it's all the way tight. And then I've got the last little bit of the cable running over the top of the spool and then up the left edge where the cable was that initially just ran down that left edge. Now, I've got the cable in its spot, and I've got the dot in its spot. So I'm going to take the dot, and I'm going to position the little ratchet end. You'll feel a round end of this plastic cage, and that is going to be the basically the base of your dot. So where the bottom of your dot is sitting, that's where the round ratchet system is to connect to this other piece. I'm going to take and position this over the outside of the spool. So if the spool that we just ran the cable around, I'm going to flip it over so you can feel on the outside of that or the opposite side of that spool, there is that ratchet system. And it is a male ratchet system. And the one that's holding the Echo Dot is the female ratchet system. So I'm going to insert the female ratchet system into the male ratchet system. And when I do this, I'm going to make sure it slides right down into its little grooves. And when you do this, you want to make sure that that one arm with the raised ridge that was that will end up at 6 o'clock is actually now going to be at 5 o'clock. Because what we're going to do, we're inserting this, and then we're going to twist it clockwise. That is going to lock it in place, and that will cause that one arm to end up at 6 o'clock, just like I mentioned. So I'm going to insert the ratchet system now where the arm is actually more like 5 o'clock, but now it allows the grooves to go from the male into the female. And now I'm just, once it's in there, I'm going to twist it a quarter of a turn to clockwise, just like that. And now it's locked into place. Now that arm that I mentioned with the raised ridge is at 6 o'clock, and it's just like it should be. And the AC adapter port of the dot is going to be in the back of the plastic piece. You won't be able to feel it from the front. You're going to flip it over where you ran your cable around the spool. You can reach in there with your finger. You can feel the opening at the top there is going to have, and that's where that AC adapter port is. So you want to make sure that that lines up like that, and that that's locked in place. And now it's locked in. It's not going anywhere. And I have that one main arm at 6 o'clock that's holding my dot up and keeping it from, you know, popping out or anything. So now I'm going to flip it over. I'm going to take my AC adapter plug that I just ran down and wound up on the spool, and I'm going to move it over on top of the AC adapter port for the dot, and I'm going to get it right above it. And it might take just a little bit of finagling, but you can definitely do it. And then once you get it on top there, you're just going to plug it right in to your Echo Dot. So now, finished product is I have this real nice, tidy little package here that's tidied all up into a nice little bow, because it's got the Echo Dot on the front of it, snapped into place, locked into place in the cage, and locked into place on the ratcheting system, so it's not moving, it's not, you know, coming off. And on the back, I have the AC adapter plug for the dot at the top. I have the cable running down around the spool and locked into place and out of the way. And now I can take this and plug this into any electrical plug in my house, and my dot will hang off the wall. It will hang actually against the wall, but it will hang down from the electrical plug, and it will get it out of the way and get it off the counters. And now I can use my dot in that room or wherever that plug is. Very, very cool, guys. It doesn't interfere with the controls of the dot. I can still turn the volume up and down. I can still activate the listen or non-listen mode on the dot, or the reset button. Any of that, I can still do that. And you can still get the music out of it really nicely. And it will still, of course, it's not interfering with the microphones. So it'll still be listening when you want to activate your A-Lady and all that good stuff. But now it's a nice little tidy package that is in this hard plastic piece that I can plug into any outlet in my house anywhere. And now it's going to hold everything nicely and get it up off the floor and get it up off the counter and give you that counter space back. So this is really, really cool, guys. It's a pretty simple product, but it's very practical. And I know it's a little bit tough probably to imagine it when I'm trying to describe it over the recording, but when you get this in your hand, you will see exactly how it goes. And if for some reason you have any problems, you can reach out to me. And while I'm on the phone with you, I can walk you through how to put it together and all that good stuff. And yeah, guys, cable's out of the way. The dot's out of the way. The AC adapter's out of the way. Everything's out of the way. And it's all in this one little nice plastic package here that lets me plug it into any wall outlet. So very cool. All right, guys, these are brand new in the box. It will come in two pieces. Like I said, you will have to attach the one to the other. But it does not include the dot. It does not include the cable. It's just the cage and the piece for your cable and your AC plug to go in and put your existing Dot. Now, like I mentioned earlier, this will only work with the Echo Dot 4th or 5th generation. The Dot, not any other Echoes, just the Echo Dot 4th or 5th generation. The one that's the big round sphere that's like an oversized softball. Yeah, guys, super, super cool. These are brand new. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com. And our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.